This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Earners, what's up? Look, today I want to talk to you about something that's been on my mind, a real weight on my shoulders. You know, we all have these moments, big or small, that just stick with us. When we don't talk about these things, then they can start to affect our lives in unexpected ways. That's why having a space to express these feelings is so important. I know firsthand the benefits of therapy. It's been transformative for my friends and family. Therapy can help you learn crucial skills like setting boundaries and developing coping strategies. It's not just about dealing with major events. It's also about enhancing your day-to-day life, allowing you to become the best version of yourself. So if you've been thinking about therapy, BetterHelp can be a great option for you. It's entirely online, which makes it super convenient and adaptable to your busy schedule. You start by filling out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist. And you can even switch therapists at any time if you feel the need without any additional cost. So get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/earnyourleisure today to get 10% off your first month. Remember, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/earnyourleisure. Don't wait. Don't hesitate. Head over there now. Earners, what's up? Y'all know I'm big on doing your research, sharing your research, and giving credit to where you found the research. But I always get asked the same question. Where do I start with the research? And the answer is easy. It's our sponsor, Yahoo Finance. Whether I'm tracking the daily movement of my favorite companies, doing technical analysis with their easy-to-use charting platform, or checking balance sheets, Yahoo Finance makes something very complex simplified. For more than 25 years, Yahoo Finance has been the brand behind every great investor. Whether you're a seasoned investor or you're looking for extra guidance, Yahoo Finance gives you all the tools and data you need in one place. They're the number one finance destination, producing a holistic look at the financial news cycle, including breaking news, original editorial perspectives, analyst ratings, independent research, customizable charts, and so much more. You could actually securely link your brokerage accounts for a unified view of your wealth, including your 401k and other investments. A comprehensive perspective is what sets apart great investors. And it's how Yahoo Finance ensures you have the insight to look at your wealth in its entirety. With a community of over 90 million users each month, the real strength is helping you on your way to financial success. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit the brand behind every great investor, yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination, that's yahoofinance.com. You heard me, yahoofinance.com. Don't wait, don't hesitate. I use it. You should go over there and start using it now.
NFTs. Ooh. Reported this the other day that 95% of NFTs are currently worthless. Stark drawdown from the glory days a few years ago.
Remember those days?
When things were running rampant and people were buying Bored Ape Yachts for $600,000. So Bored Ape for $600,000. So the NFT market looks like it has, I don't want to say collapsed because there are, it's not dead completely, but definitely
vital signs
in a danger area.
Danger area for sure. Yep. But we also saw the same thing with crypto. If you really think about it, you know, around 2017, 2018, when a crypto crashed, and I don't know the exact percentages per se, but I would say probably around 90% of cryptocurrencies were worthless, right? Yeah. But crypto's still here. Ethereum is still here. XRP is still here. Yeah. Bitcoin still here. So that didn't destroy crypto. And we also saw the same thing with the .com boom. I don't know the exact percentages.
Yeah.
But a large
Amazon portion was down 90% for sure.
A large portion of those companies fell apart and fell off the face of the earth. So what does it say about the current NFT market and where are we at with NFTs?
I'll just put some context behind the numbers. So we have, out of the 73,257 NFT collections, 69,795 have a market cap of zero Ether, right? Mm. So not dead, but doesn't look pretty. Of that number, approximately 23 million investors own these tokens with no practical use or value. So dead, no. Trouble signs, yes, but I like the comparison that you just said with the cryptocurrency and the dot-com. It's about finding which companies over the next 5 to 10 years will be the ones that stay around, which ones have practical use, which have functionality that can sustain over time. And so that is looks like what has happened here. But I don't think the technology is dead. I think that's the key part that people really need to remember is that, yes, that this case scenario has looked gloomy, but the technology, when it's done right, will be here.
Mm-hmm.
You can go, Ian.
I know everyone thinks that I'm going to come on and say I told you so. I'm not. When Jordan hit the game winner in game 6 over the Jazz, he just shot the ball, let it go in, and went back down court. I'll say this. Too many people copy Bored Ape Yacht Club and CryptoPunks as a grift. I know that's a favorite term going around on the internet. Number two, I agree that most spaces, when they're not valuable, will draw down 90 to 95%. And my main thing that I was saying in regarding NFTs is that most of them have no value. The underlying technology is amazing. But thirdly, even though some may not want me to say this, a lot of the banks and major institutions were complicit in maybe having this market draw down so that they can come in and then put their projects on certain platforms and allow them to do incredibly well. But the bigger point is, like, most companies that have no use cases, that have no real world resolution, don't solve a real problem, does not speed up revenue, top line revenue, bottom line revenue, does not give you higher net margin, does not make the lives better for those in Asia, United States, Mexico, are going to fail anyway. We'll talk about IPOs later. But I think the bigger macro picture that we're looking at is that when you launch a project or a company at the tail end of a financial boom, which was quantitative easing from the time Obama got in office until 2021, when they started to tell you that they were going to tighten, you have to know what cycle we're in. A lot of companies did incredibly well just by being in the middle of the 2010, 2015, 2016 reign and had 6 or 7 years to run free. But most of these projects, when they were launched, were worthless, if you will. But that's the one thing about the efficient market hypothesis. The companies that are good and projects that are good will stay afloat. The ones that are not will die. And I was talking to a brother at Revolt. The same day when that news was announced, there was an NFT that came out that went out, shot up 95% and has held some value since then. So I think we're just seeing a mass exodus or a mass correction in the projects and or companies that are not doing well. For anyone who thinks that I'm caping, no, I'm not. But there's just not a reason for me to beat a dead horse. Okay, I may get my sledgehammer out at the back half of the show.
You said caping or capping?
Caping.
Okay. What's going wrong with that?
That's when you throw on a cape.
Throw on a cape. Got you. Yeah. Got you. Yeah, I mean, it's interesting. The other part of it was people started looking at the environmental impact of having NFTs, which is something you never hear about when people are making money. And so you hear about the carbon emission that goes into minting. And if you have more products being minted, the energy that it takes. So that becomes an issue. And then again, the average price, and we can't say dead, right? Because the average price of the Bored Yacht Apes are now $40,000. It's a far cry from the $600,000 and the $500,000. Mm-hmm. But they're still there. Now, the thing
about
this, they're still there, though. Like, a $40,000 value it's not worthless. But the thing that they have, I guess, to their advantage is that the technology, like I said, I don't think goes away. And so they can turn it into something that can become incentivized, or it can become something where we're having an outing. And if you have it like that, they still have that technology. It's just about, is that now worth the cost of analysis that you paid? Probably not.
For everyone in the crypto space, I know you're going to say I'm not a crypto expert. That's fine. But when we talk investing, I say the master investor, not the master investor of stocks. I'm going to tell you something that I think would help a lot. Is to not tell what you plan to do. I can't prove it, but anyone that I talk to in the music industry has not said that I'm wrong. As soon as they started saying that they're going to put artists on these platforms to give royalties to some of the biggest artists, you don't think Universal, Sony got on the line that label Bad Bunny is signed to and said, hey, let's find a way to kill this market? As soon as that became the narrative, and I love the royalty model, I love the fan payment model, I love that everything can be tracked on a blockchain. But when you start to become a threat to one of the biggest industries and exports of our country, you're going to have some pushback. We saw it in crypto in general. As soon as crypto was saying that, hey, we're going to take over banking, everybody in banking got together and own majority of crypto. Even Deutsche Bank, they are offering Bitcoin and crypto custody services. They currently manage $1.34 trillion. They expect over the next 10 years to get up to $2 trillion if they add Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies to their offerings. So I love the model. As the strike ends with the writers, that's great. But I think these projects have to be a lot more quiet and not tell what they ultimately plan to do. Otherwise, the industry is going to attack you. Am I keeping it clean? I'm doing good.
Yeah. This is great.
I think the technology is more so suited for real life use case.
Yeah.
Like, you know, having authentication of products. That's still something that makes a lot of sense, whether it's with sneakers, whether it's with painting. That's a real world problem that has a bulletproof solution has still not been done. So in the art world, there's $1 billion of things every single year as far as fake paintings.
Yeah.
And people that forge signatures of other artists, different things of that nature. So NFTs make a lot of sense because if you have an NFT attached to a painting, then it's a one of one and you can verify that it's real. Same thing with sneakers, same thing with any type of collectibles, autographs, whatever. So as far as, you always have to be leery when things are solving problems that are not needed. So
say that again, because I think most people are going to skip over it, and that's really important.
Yeah, that's just business in general. You always want to be leery of, you want to invest in, you want to fully support things that solve problems.
Yeah.
Like what I just explained. You want to be leery of investing or supporting things that solve problems that are not really problems, they're not really needed to solve. Mm-hmm. Meaning, so instead of, you know, looking at it from the aspect of this NFT is going to, you know, verify that this painter actually painted it, you just want to have an NFT to show on your TV. Mm-hmm. as digital art. Like, that's cool, but that's not really something that is paramount to the survival of the human species. Or you just want to just have, you know, a bunch of cool like highlights, that like digital highlights of Michael Jordan dunking over Sean Kemp, and it's like that this is cool, but that's not really solving any problem, right? Just a monkey that just shows on your phone, it's cool to have, but that's not of utmost importance of solving problems, right? So a lot of people got caught up in the NFT from that aspect of it. They got caught up in the, oh, I'm just going to buy this monkey.
The hype beasting of it. Yeah.
It's going up so crazy. Mm-hmm. And it's like you lost the actual utility part of it for just the hype part of it. And the hype is always going to come down eventually, but the utility is always going to be there. So it's the same thing with crypto. You know, all of those coins and all those projects that was just have no purpose and just, you know, was just there, they all fell apart. But there's real life application for a lot of these coins. And those are the coins that actually have survived. And those are the coins that probably will survive. So just, you know, think about that. And, you know, people buying real estate in the metaverse, once again, that's solving a problem. That's not a problem.
Discretionary spending.
So you're paying $50,000 for a house in the metaverse because Snoop Dogg did it, or it's next to Justin Bieber's house. You can rationalize anything in your brain and say, okay, well, this will be the next evolution of real estate. And who knows, potentially it could be.
It's too soon, yeah.
But that's not solving a problem. Buying a building in Cleveland, Ohio, next to the Mayo Clinic is solving a problem, because there's actually doctors and residents that actually need somewhere to physically live while they're living on Earth, and you can provide them housing. That's actually solving a real problem. Mm-hmm. Buying a ranch in digital world is not necessarily solving a problem right now. So just think about that when you're investing. That's kind of like a litmus test. Is this solving a real problem?
Yes.
Or is this solving a problem that's not really a problem?
Let me run this off to you real quick. When you talk to Robert Smith, Amy, episode last week was amazing. DC Young Flyer, Carlos from 85, or Chad. When you talk to Trap Jeezy, Steve Harvey, Tabidi, Ladoon, when I talk to your dad, has any of them mentioned NFTs? You don't have to like crypto, But if the big players, you know who, Mike Novogratz ain't mentioned no fucking NFTs. He's in a space. Kathy, when she got on stage, didn't mention one thing about NFTs. Now, if I were a creator, I think, God rest his soul, people should have got with Virgil early and used that to authenticate some of the pieces. Should have got with Sotheby's. Probably should have got with Mauricio Umansky or somebody in real estate to do it there. But it has to, like you said, solve a real use case. Now, for my creators out there, if you do create a solution, since the market is at a rock bottom, maybe you can provide a solution that will help the real world. So I'm not anti-crypto, but just some projects are dumb. Remy, yeah. My voice. Are you dumb? This is one of them. Shot the Pap and the other people. Ichigadi or whoever else.
Hold your head.
Ichigadi. Hold your head. You can't make sense out of nonsense. So that's something to always keep in mind. Like, you know, you can try to make sense out of nonsense. You can rationalize anything. Like, you can, if you convince yourself, you can really rationalize anything, but ultimately it's still nonsense. So don't get caught up in the hype. Don't try to make sense out of nonsense, because trying to rationalize it, eventually you're going to realize that it's just nonsense.
Yeah. And even though it's an alternative investment, make sure you have your core down. Long-term stocks, insurance, real estate, mm-hmm. primary business, before you get to NFTs, the girl who's yum yum, all that. Before you get to investing in OnlyFans girls that you're not talking to and as the manager, make sure that you have your core four down, especially as interest rates go up. We have a bunch of geopolitical threats. The banking spaces came and taken over crypto. Like, if you're an entrepreneur, please write this down. Your job in any business is to accumulate more secrets than anybody else. If this was going to be the hit that everyone said that it was going to be, you wouldn't yell it out on the internet. You wouldn't do it.
You wouldn't yell it out on the internet unless you were looking for Offset, perhaps.
Hold your head.
Mistake two. I'm going to be in New York this week. I know you're tough. I don't want no issues. That's a mistake two.
House arrest. 120 on the cookup. Oh, hold your head. No, it's serious. Hold you.
Boy, wow. You're talking about considerable drawdown.
Opportunities. And the only ops I know.
Jesus. Yes. Well,
take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.